together, the body of believers serving others together. And I don't think you can get around that. We're called to do this every day. And we don't do Serve Sundays because Serve Sunday is like the magical thing. If anything, it is us just trying to make an attempt for us to practice together what we're called to do every day of our life, which is to serve others. Jesus spent his whole ministry talking about it. And when I was riding in this morning and noticing, obviously, the actual sun in the sky, and it was showing the ground, which I haven't seen in a little while, at least looking somewhat normal. And I noticed that everything was really green, and I was like, man, that's awesome to see, you know, an actual green yard and things like that. And it reminded me of this verse, where he says, I'm making all things new. And today we're a part of that. We're a part of that today. We're a part of God making some things new in people's lives, whether it's, standing in the gap for someone who lost their husband, or whatever it is, whether it's painting a wall. And it may seem meaningless to you to get to do something like that, but to the people that we will serve today, they're seeing Jesus in us. And that's an amazing thing, you know? So whatever you're doing today, don't discount it because it's for the kingdom, okay? We're being given opportunity today that we may be able to show Christ to others, that they may see the gospel lived out instead of the typical complaining about, oh, those Christians, they say they're this or that, or that they want to be there for people, but then they never really, you know, follow through with that. We've got a chance to debunk that today and to be a part of gospel ministry. And that's very exciting. As that passage goes on, and it says in verse 6, says, it is done. I'm the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. The thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. We can't buy God's grace. And not only can we not buy God's grace, they can't buy God's grace. But you know what? We have the chance to give God's grace. We have the chance to give that water. The water that is living, okay? That it's life. I mean, that's a powerful thing. And if we're not careful, if we don't take moments like this to like call time out and just say, you know, what's my life about? What is this about? What are we doing today? What's that about? If we don't take those moments and call time out, we'll forget. We'll forget that this is a part of us getting to do something, which is to give away the thing that the world needs the most, but nobody can buy. That's amazing. That's really amazing. And so I just encourage you today, love on people. And let me just encourage you with this too. You may be serving people that need your help, but you may be serving with people today who need you to care for them and love on them. As you spend time together today with others, check on them. Ask them, how are you doing? What can I pray for you about? What's going on in your life? You may go, I don't even know those people. Good. You need to get to know them. This is your chance today. This is a great opportunity for you to get to know some folks today. God doesn't allow, happened on circumstances, you know, accidents or whatever. You know, he's going to put you with some people today that he wants you to be with for different reasons. And so I encourage you, seek that out. Let God work in that. I'm going to ask our ushers if they would to come, and we're going to pray and receive an offering. And then Doc is going to come and share just real quick with us. Let's pray together. God, thank you for the opportunity that we have to be a part of ministry here. Lord, we love you and we thank you for the chance to get to love on others today. And God, I just pray that as we do, Lord, that we would be faithful in you. Lord, to do so to the best of our abilities, but to also love one another. God, use us for your glory, for your kingdom. God, I pray that people wouldn't see 24 Church today. God, I pray that people would see you. That's what we want. God, I pray that they would begin to understand, if they don't already, the meaning of the living water that only you provide that can't be bought. God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is off topic. I thought, but really it's not. This is not off topic. Because as Chris, by the way, that's one of the best sermons I've ever heard you preach. You know why? Short. Amen? Take that for what it's worth. Off topic, but not. Everything we're doing today is about Jesus, period. Period. And we are going to begin Thursday night for 3 weeks a study about Jesus, which is what we study about all the time. But we're going to start with the Sunday before the resurrection, which is we call Palm Sunday, and cover cover things that happen for that week. We'll talk about Passover. We'll talk about the Lord's Supper. We'll talk about his agony in Gethsemane. We'll talk about the trial, the crucifixion. What he did, what did he do when he was in the grave? Was he just dead? No. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about, obviously, the most important thing, and the reason we're here is the resurrection. And we'll talk about what happens after that. I invite you Thursday nights, the next 3 weeks, 6:30 here. We would love to have you, and if it gets too crowded, we usually meet out there where in the staff office. If you don't know where that is, it's a couch. But we, if we have to, we'll come in here and meet. But you might dedicate those 3 weeks to learning some things and remembering what Jesus did for you. The psalmist said, "Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of thy salvation." And sometimes it's a good idea just to remember what Jesus did. So please, we invite you to come, and I think that it'll be a blessing for all of us. Thanks very much.
To my knowledge, you have numbers. Do y'all have numbers? Y'all know your numbers? Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and get in our groups and in our teams. Each team has a project coordinator who will kind of help lead out on what's going on, so they'll be able to give some direction. But if you'll notice, there are numbers on the walls, so disperse. Pray before you go. Pray together with your groups before you go, and then head out.